us to move into your house. You're listening to Rosie on the House, where we come together as a team every single Saturday morning and throw the switches to light the lights at the station to broadcast you this radio show, where we give you the chance to phone us toll-free. Wherever you hear us, we're on several stations all across the state of Arizona. Don't call the station you're listening to. Call the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. And let's find out what you're working on around your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin. Let's see if there's anything in our building experience of building and remodeling in Arizona for the last 45 years that might be helpful information for you. We've built and remodeled virtually every corner of the state, from beautiful Springerville, Alpine, all the way up to Flagstaff, the historic part of town just west of the City Park there, a beautiful home on Birch Street that we remodeled years ago. Beautiful, beautiful home. All the way over to, how many remodeling contractors do you know have done remodeling in Ehrenberg or Wickiup? We have. We've worked those parts of the state, as well as all over the greater Maricopa County area. Tucson, we've done several projects down in Tucson, all the way down in the far east corner of Cochise County, Bowie. So we've pretty well covered the state. Let us put our experience to work for you. And if we don't know the answer of what it is you're trying to tackle, we know enough people in and around your communities that we've put a referral directory together on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, that we're going to put you in touch with an expert right in your neighborhood that we've already pre-screened to make sure you get the right information. Now, we do all of that as a part of our mission to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Just this week, if you wanted to see what we're distributing statewide, just in print, you know, we've got the Rosie on the House email newsletter that you can subscribe to on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. And that email newsletter will come to you every Thursday, usually about noontime. And it will have some topic in there. And this topic this particular week is there's a trend that's trying to get started on the East Coast about closing all the open kitchens. Now, we built all the kitchens nice and closed and well-defined all through the 50s and the 60s. And we sold all those houses and made really good money at it. And that's back when you could buy a complete finished house, done, everything, except the floor covering. We would always stain the concrete monkey blood red, or FHA red. And that was the only way you could get an FHA mortgage to fund, is you had to have the concrete. They called that a finished floor. And you still see it in a lot of homes that were built in the 50s and 60s. When you rip the carpet up or the sheet vinyl up, the concrete is red. Well, that was FHA red. Well, we were building those homes finished for about $24 a square foot.
Oh.
And then we went in and opened up the kitchens, tore down the wall between the family room, living room, and kitchen.
Mom got tired of being locked in the kitchen.
Put a little island there, got rid of the soffits, put in some recessed can lights, and we did that work for about $150 a square foot. Made a lot of money converting all those kitchens. And now there's a trend that wants to close all those kitchens back up. That's good for the remodelers, but I think it's a bad trend.
Well, I'm not really sure it's a trend here. You said that came from the East Coast?
Yeah, that's an East Coast starter.
Well, Facebook kind of blew up
when you posted it.
Mm-hmm. Lots of pushback on that. Not in my house.
Well, we're going to.
I hope it's not a trend because it stinks. I don't care about trends.
Well, we're going to cover that in great detail in the next hour, 10 o'clock. So our newsletter is one way we communicate to you. You subscribe to it by just going to rosieonthehouse.com and ask to subscribe to the newsletter. It'll come to you every single Thursday. In the Casa Grande Dispatch tomorrow, we're going to be talking about fireplace safety in the oncoming of the winter months. In the Green Valley News, we talk about fixing old houses, just like I was just talking about what we did in the 50s. I can tell you that there are very distinct things we did in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, and the 90s. And depending on the age of your home, there are very specific remodeling projects that particular genre of home is having done to it. So that's in the Green Valley News. In the Arizona Daily Star, we take questions from Pima County residents, and we answer those questions specifically. And in tomorrow's edition, there's some questions on what to do about ducts and duct cleaning. And then you can always find our blogs at ktar.com. This week in particular, we're talking about good and bad plants for the desert valley floor. What plants work well here and what plants don't. So that's just one way that we try and reach out to you. We show up every Saturday to take your calls. We do have an open line if you'd like to jump on board, 1-888-767-4348. If you live in Tucson or you want to do a Tucson staycation in the upcoming months and weeks, we have tickets to give away for the SABA Home Show, Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. Why don't you just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and give us your name and your address, and we'll send packets of four tickets to everybody that
you can
reaches.
Specify two or four.
Yeah,
and then we'll give away 20 this week. And how many do you have all together?
They gave us a bunch.
Okay,
they gave us a bunch. So if you're down there and we'll be broadcasting live from there. So if you want to come down and see us at the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home Show, email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll mail you. We need your address. We'll mail you some tickets. One of the things we watch for is what are y'all reaching out to us for during the course of the week? And we kind of let that drive our topics. This Saturday in today's Arizona Republic, we actually have an article in there about what to watch out for when you've got people coming to your house to try and fix what may or may not be storm damage, or somebody working in the neighborhood and then they say they've got leftover materials. There's seven or eight really great questions you have to know to ask to make sure you're getting a good, bona fide, square deal. The other thing that we watch for a lot, just to see what kind of projects are going on, is on our website, rosieonthehouseremodeling.com, we have this thing called rapid remodeling. As far as I know, we're the only ones in Arizona. We may be the only ones in the country doing it. And it's called the Rapid Remodeling Do-It-Yourself Helper Services. And what we ask you to do is, if you've got a project you're trying to tackle, if you'll just send us some digital pictures with a short description of what we're looking at and what you're trying to do, we can coach you over the internet on how to either get that project done yourself, or we have many, many people sending us pictures saying, what would you charge us to fix this? It was just a couple weeks ago, we got a picture of someone in the Tempe area that had a back patio that was supported by 4x4 posts, which is a very traditional, conventional way to put up patio covers. But the house was 40 years old, and these wood posts had deteriorated to the point that the homeowner was concerned that he was losing his structural integrity. And we had him run some measurements for us, and we sent him an estimate over the internet. He wrote back and said, great, I accept. When can you be here? We made an appointment. We had all the material we needed on the truck, showed up, got the job done in about 3.5 hours, including the painting and everything, loaded up our tools, cleaned up off the job, submitted the invoice, collected the check, and we were gone. So because the homeowner was willing to take a few minutes of helping us prepare, we didn't have to send an estimator out. We didn't have to spend a lot of time on the road getting there and getting back. We were actually able to do it very, very cost effectively. Another thing we're doing a lot with this rapid remodeling bid service is infilling sunken living rooms. This is like a giant wave that's taking over our company right now. And we just got an email yesterday from Joe, and he lives right around the Piestewa Peak area, and he's wanting to fill in the sunken living room.
How big a trend was that? How many homes do you think there are with sunken living rooms?
Honey, there's so many that we could just do fill-in sunken living rooms for probably 5 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Three a week.
With everybody aging up, they're going to want those out of there.
Yep, absolutely. So another project is, a lot of times I just received an entire 77-page home inspection report for a historic home in downtown Phoenix. And the owner, the buyer, is saying, I've been through the report. Here are 17 things, attached photographs included, and descriptions of the work that I'd like you to take a look at and get an estimate from y'all to repair all 17 things before we move in. So we're putting an estimate together for that. So, and tons,
Stan loves you.
Tons of wood and viga repair. You just got one yesterday from someone in Scottsdale that had a lot of rotting rafters.
What are those
rafters,
pieces called that come out like that?
Rafter corbels.
And that looked like water damage to me.
Yeah.
Or is it termite?
So, well, we'll, when we get into the pictures and take a look at it, you've received it and sent it to me, but I haven't been able to open it and look at it yet, but I will very early next week. But viga repairs on Santa Fe and Territorial style homes, we're taking a look at a lot of those. We're repairing a lot of those. So those are all the things we're doing to try and be your friend. So wherever you are, reach out to us before you try and tackle anything. Reach out to us and see if we can't help you. A lot of our services are free. So that's all at rosieonthehouse.com. We do have a call from Patrick, who's on the line. We're going to have to take a short break first. There are open lines. If you'd like to jump on board and visit with us, go ahead and give us a call. 1-888-767-4348. And again, if you want tickets to the Saba Home Show, let's get the dates on that when we come back. Email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Give us your address, and we'll mail you some tickets. Back with Patrick's question right after this.